It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be living at today. Dale Gentry here, your host for BPN Radio. And you can probably tell that I'm having a few voice challenges today. So you might just want to say a prayer for Dale Gentry as he leads the prayer today. Thank you for being here. Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And this is your hour of power, praying for you, your family, your city, and your nation. Today we're praying for needs, and thank you for praying for my throat, my voice. We have something going around in the Austin area. And we're going to be praying today. We have a special prayer service lined up for you today, including an interview with a man that has been instrumental in starting 24/7 prayer in 130 nations of the world. So it's going to be a great hour of power. So don't go away. And thanks for listening and praying with me today. Please tell your friends they can pray with me here on BPN Radio anytime, day or night. Praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, there's three ways to pray with me. You can pray with me over your computer, on your smartphone or iPhone or cell phone, and over the car radio. If you want to go to our website, it gives you all the instructions and information on how to do that. That's bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. Breakout Prayer Network. bpnradio.com. So, Father, we just pray for the next hour for this prayer service here on BPN Radio. We just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would guide and direct us today. Lord, as people join us from across America, around the world, to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And God, we're believing you that you're going to pour your Spirit out upon this nation, that revival has begun in America. It's going to spread to 1,000 cities where there'll be 1,000 prayer centers led by 1,000 prayer leaders. And as a prophetic voice in this nation, for many years, since 1985, a prophetic prayer leader since 1985. I just know that you've set me as a watchman on the wall to watch, to declare what is happening in America and pass it along to the intercessors. So we're praying today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And you might just take a moment to pray the will of God be done in your own life today. We just pray right now. Lord, your will be done. As my friend Courtney Vandiver ministers today with some prayer music, just take a few moments to pray the will of God be done in your life if you do that. Well, we just thank you for the opportunity to pray today. People that are joining us, we know the power of prayer. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. We believe that three will put 100,000 to flight, four, 1,000,000, 10, 1,000,000,000, 16, a dodecasillion, and so forth and so on. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the power of agreement. And we become a force in the earth as we pray together. And so the Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago to lead 24-hour prayer. And in the natural, it seemed like an impossible assignment. But I know that in the realm of the supernatural, that all things are possible. And nothing is impossible if his people pray. And so if we pray, there's amazing things that can happen. And so I'm just believing that as we join together and pray. And so that's what we're going to do. Here's an encouraging song, and then I'll be right back.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed? Up to lead the way, then maybe kids in school could pray, and
That's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. So, Father, we just thank you for your blessings right now. We thank you for the privilege of being able to live in a nation right now, America, where we're able to pray and we're able to seek your face. We thank you, Lord, for cities all across America that are praying with us. And this is the main reason that I began to develop this prayer network, in order to pray for cities. And I realize that the walls of our nation have been broken down. Our gates have been burned with fire. And so the war now in America is for individual cities. And so it's time for Christians to stand not only for our nation, but particularly for our city, praying for the city leaders, praying for pastors in your city, those who sit at the gates of our city. And so we're just believing for 1,000 prayer centers in America, and churches and business places, college, university campuses, and many, many different places for people to pray. So I want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us today. And there's over 700 cities now that have committed to pray with us. I just want to welcome cities across this land. Palermo, California. I want to welcome Riverside, California. I want to welcome also those of you that are praying in other nations of the world. I appreciate you praying with us today. We have people praying in England and Scotland and Ireland, Australia, South Africa, Kenya, Africa, East Africa, Germany, Uganda, Panama, Indonesia, Nicaragua, Belgium, Canada, Mexico, and other nations of the world are praying with us. And so I really appreciate that. We have people praying with us in Indiantown, Florida. We have people praying with us in Stuart, Florida. We have people praying with us in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Seymour, Indiana. And we have people praying with us in Princeton, Texas, and Prosper, Texas, and Port Arthur, Texas. We have churches that are praying with us. We also are thankful for individual churches, hundreds of churches, our representative of the Breakout Prayer Network, Christ Church, Alexander, Arkansas, First Assembly of God, Benton, Arkansas, Hope Open Bible Church, Bentonville, Arkansas, First Baptist Church, Pea Ridge, Arkansas, and Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas, and that would be in Rogers, Arkansas, Celebration Church in Auburn, California, First Assembly of God, in Bakersfield, California. We welcome these churches also, as well as the cities that are praying with us. Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Clearview Church in Chino, California. Water of Life Community Church in Fontana, California. And we have churches all over America that are praying with us. We have Lake Worth. We have Trinity Church, Lake Worth, Florida. We have, I'm just going through the list here and just thanking you, praying. We pray for these churches: Park Hill Christian Church in Kansas City, Missouri, The Rock of KC in Kansas City, Salem Full Gospel Church in Salem, Missouri. And we have, there's a Catholic church in Southampton, New York. Hope I pronounced that right. We have a church, New Testament Fellowship in Waterton, New York, that's praying with us. Asheville, Open Door Ministries, Asheville, Ohio. And then we just go on and on. So, Father, we pray for these cities all across America that are praying with us. And we thank you for these churches that are praying with us. We bless them right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you listening and praying with me today here on BPN Radio. And I have a guest on today one of my longtime friends, Roger Ellis from the United Kingdom, from England. And Roger and I have been friends since 1991. He and his wife, Margaret, have been a tremendous blessing to our lives. I've been able to minister there at the church a number of occasions over the years. And so Roger is a pioneering leader. Helped start and build both the Student Ministry Fusion and Revelation Church in Chichester, England. In recent years, he has successfully handed the leadership of both over to leaders. He's helped train, enjoys seeing both contexts flourish. Roger continues to work with Revelation Church, is on the national team of the Pioneer Network with particular responsibility for their school of theology. He's also on the oversight team for 24/7 prayer, serving as their director of training, working with others. They have launched the Vision Course. He's an author, has recently published Essence, the Manifesto of Jesus. He runs a fishing business, Future Fisheries, and is married to Maggie. They have two children who are now young adults. Roger, thank you for being here on BPN Radio today.
Pleasure.
And I appreciate your longtime friendship since 1991. And it's been, we've had some wonderful experiences over the years. You were there when I was, first of all, crowd surfed there with Martin Smith and Delirious. And that's been my one and only occasion of crowd surfing. I don't know if it's ever happened to you or not.
It has. It's kind of a interesting way of doing prayer ministry. Lift them up and pull them back over the crowd. Everybody gets to pray.
Well, I was there, of course, with you last year, and you played the video of how I gave a prophetic word back, what was it, 1996, 1997?
Yeah.
About 24/7 prayer. And in a few weeks, you guys begin to pray 24/7. And some amazing things have happened since that time. Tell me about it.
Well, it's one of those things when you laid a couple of pretty big prophecies on us, and that was one 24-hour prayer, and we really didn't know what to do with that one. We were a church very much full of activists. And we kind of sat on it and looked at it. And after a period of time, some of our students said, look, we just want to put a room to one side and we want to start praying. And actually, they got creative. They sort of painted the walls and built a tent for an intimacy area. They put art stuff, creative stuff in there. And they blocked off the 24 hours into hour long sections. So people would book an hour. They go into the prayer room to pray. At the end of the hour, the next person turns up. They do a handover. They pray for each other. The next person prays for an hour. And there's someone on call. So if someone doesn't arrive for some reason, they get out of bed and they come down and they make sure the chain isn't broken. And so we did this for a week. And we found that there were people that weren't Christians were coming in and people were getting saved. And in the building that we were in, they had a nightclub event down the road. People were coming out of the nightclub event and coming into the prayer room and they were getting saved. And so after a month, it was still going. And then we got into our second month and we went to a bigger national leaders conference that we were organizing, and we just shared it with the guys there and said, look, maybe some of you guys would like to do this. You know, maybe this could carry on. And there, people from seven different nations started doing it. And there was a guy there that said, look, I can set you up a website so that we can connect all these prayer rooms on the website. And 24/7 prayer was born.
Wow. And it was not only born, but it's flourished all these years. Tell me what has happened since that time.
Well, it's kind of gone viral. I mean, we've been praying nonstop now. Well, next year it will be 15 years of unbroken prayer. We've been in well over 130 nations, certainly over 15,000 prayer rooms. We've had prayer rooms from the House of Commons in the UK, the Pentagon in the US, slums in the center of Africa, Lebanon, Syria, Israel, you name it, anywhere you could think of it, in nightclubs, on, you know, in churches, there have been prayer rooms all over the place. And we've kind of been, right in the early days, we were inspired by the Moravians, and they, out of Count Zindersdorf's property, they prayed for 100 years nonstop. And some of those guys sold themselves into slavery to take the gospel to Africa. I mean, amazing mission movement. So our ethos has always been that it's about prayer, but it's about prayer, mission, and justice. The prayer itself leads us obviously into worship, but once we start praying, we have to go, and then it's all about mission and justice in the world. So kind of out of the prayer rooms, the prayer communities have started, houses of prayer have started, church plants have come into being in different nations. And so we have a kind of a movement, a global movement, that is still going strong. And we keep finding like prayer rooms that have been going on for years that we don't know anything about, and because people forget. You can register on our website, but as you know, once things start going, people take the resources, they go with it, and they forget to tell us that they've been praying for a year or something like that. So it's amazing stuff. A lot of young people. We've had mission teams. So we've had teams going out to Ibiza, which is the kind of club party capital of Europe now for, well, probably 10 years, you know, working through the night on the streets, where you've got these kids that are crashed out with drugs and vomiting. But, you know, just we've got a prayer going full time, and then teams going out, rescuing these young people, getting them back to their hotels, making sure they're safe, handing out Bibles, all that. So it's a real exciting mission stuff, but it's born out of prayer. That's what it's about.
Well, I've heard a lot of amazing stories, Roger, but this is one of the most amazing that I've heard. And you know, I'm about prayer. I've been calling this nation to pray since 1985. I've been a prayer leader since 1967. But this is the most amazing thing that I've heard, and I'm sure that a lot of people would like to make a contact. What is the what is your web? Have you got a website? How can they contact?
It's www.24-7prayer.com. In fact, if you Google prayer, you probably will get 24/7 prayer right at the top, which is bizarre. We've had strange things. There was some Catholic young people started a prayer room in Austria just a few years ago, and now there is a massive charismatic Holy Spirit renewal movement within the Catholic Church in Austria, and that's been built around prayer rooms, you know. And they would say right at the beginning, we were inspired by 24/7 prayer, and which is a bizarre thing, because it started with just a few of our young people in the most ridiculous little room out the back of a, you know, an old church building, a 1960s kind of X Factory, you know, and there it is.
Wow. Well, we will not despise the day of small beginnings, but it definitely has flourished into something incredible. Do you have any prayer rooms in America?
Yes, there's a lot. I mean, actually, outside of the UK and Germany, which I know that you've prophesied a lot about Germany, the UK, and England. But outside of the UK and Germany, the US is the biggest, and there is a church called the Kansas City Boiler Room, which is based in Kansas City, that have been a base for a lot of 24/7's work. And also there's a couple, Dave and Tara Powers, who are now taking over the whole prayer thing in the US, because what we're aware is that there's been so much prayer that's connected with us. It's all about helping that to grow nationally. Because we've had things where in Europe we've had whole denominations have said, look, we just want to pray for a year as a denomination. So we've had the Salvation Army do that in the UK. The Pioneer Network have done it. And then we've had nations. So like churches in South Africa said, we're going to have a year of unbroken prayer for our nation. And now it's breaking out in Asia, in Indonesia and Malaysia and places like that. I mean, the kind of prayer that's going on there is making us look a little, little bit slow off the mark. So it's very, very interesting. And then there's small prayer rooms in the middle of slums, in the middle of, you know, mafia centers. You know, people have just gone in there and set up a prayer room, started praying, and then out of that, there'd been mission that's broken out. Interesting, really exciting stuff.
Well, amazing. So the website, one more time, where people can go.
It's www.24-7prayer.com. And there's a fabulous book written by Pete Gregg, who's the leader of the movement globally. He was the youth worker in Revelation Church when it started, and we released him, and he's been very, very significant. And there's a wonderful book called Red Moon Rising by Pete Gregg. And it's translated into I don't know how many languages. And there's something powerful about this book that everybody who reads it seems to get, you know, just set on fire for prayer. And I think the great thing about 24/7 prayer, it is really, it's prayer for those who really are not that good at prayer. There's something about it that enables us all to feel, do you know what, we can give an hour of our time, we can get into God's presence, and it makes prayer accessible rather than seeming that it's for, you know, these incredible intercessors that how are we ever going to be like them? You know, it kind of just makes prayer, it's prayer for idiots like me, really.
Okay. Thank you very much, Roger. And if you want to have more information about that, that's 24/7 prayer. You just go there on, you can Google that in. And Pete Gregg, I remember Pete, Red Moon Rising, you might want to get his book. And so, it's all about prayer. And Roger, I appreciate you being on the broadcast today. And we'll continue to promote 24/7 prayer because we are calling people to pray. I believe in God for 1 million people in America to pray. So thank you for being on the broadcast today. And we just speak blessings over you and all that you put your hand to do. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dale. And thank you for your faithfulness and your many prophetic words over us that have borne so much fruit. We much appreciate it.
Thank you, Roger. Well, we welcome you back. We welcome you back right here at BPN Radio, and trust that you enjoyed the interview there with my friend Roger Ellis. And again, you can go to the 24/7 website, 24/7 Prayer, and get more information there. And wow, it's amazing how that one church can begin to pray, and that prayer spread into 130 nations of the world. It's just quite amazing. So here we are praying. If you have a prayer request, you can just go to our website at bpnradio.com and right down at the bottom of the website, there is a column that says submit your prayer request. And so that would be fantastic if you would do that, and then we could be praying. So we're going to be praying for some of these individual needs today. And I want you to agree with me, the power of agreement. I want you to pray for Adam, who has had surgery on his thyroid Wednesday. There's also a special need for Anna Kinzer, wife of Pastor Ollie Kinzer, Liberal Kansas, who needs a miracle. Jimmy has had a stroke and needs our prayer. And David wants us to pray for his marriage, his family. Judy wants us to pray for the salvation of her husband. And we also need to pray for another Adam who is battling cancer. So, Father, we just pray for every individual need today. And if you need healing, if there's a special need in your life as an individual, let me just pray for you right now, because I know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so, Father, I just take time right now. I take time right now to pray for individual needs here on BPN Radio, the Breakout Prayer Network, as people all across America and different cities and nations of the world agree with me in prayer. I just pray, Lord, that you'll minister to Jimmy and Judy's husband, David, his marriage, his family, Adam is battling cancer, Anna, Kinzer in Liberal, Kansas, but you minister to another Adams had surgery on his thyroid. I just ask, Lord, that you minister to these situations. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So, and I pray for every need that is represented here in our radio audience today. And so why don't you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to pray for those who are in authority. And so today we just we pray for our president, Barack Obama, his family, that you protect them and watch over them. We pray for Vice President Biden. We pray for President Obama's cabinet. We pray for the new Congress that's getting ready to convene. There'll be a lot of freshmen representatives and senators who'll be going to D.C. We pray for them, Lord, as they prepare. We pray for those who'll be returning. We pray over the senatorial election. It's going to be taking place soon in the state of Louisiana. So we pray for those in D.C., our nation's capital. But we also pray today for our governors. I pray for my governor today, Rick Perry. And I pray for the governor-elect, Greg Abbott, as he prepares to take office here in the state of Texas. I pray, Lord, in Texas concerning the controversy over the public school materials. And I just pray, Lord, that righteousness will prevail in that situation. And we pray, Lord, for schools all across America. We I believe, prayed yesterday for these schools, but our school situation is such an urgent need, for there's war going on in the public schools. We took prayer out many years ago, and violence came in. And there's many controversies, too numerous to mention, but there's a lot of controversy taking place in public schools all across America. Here is a recent one that I want us to pray about. This is from Orlando, Florida. We have a lot of friends and people who pray with us in Orlando. But it says here the Orange County School Board may stop allowing religious materials to be distributed in school after a satanic group asked to hand out an activity book. Board member Bill Subtlett says it's time to focus on education, adding, religious instruction really belongs in the home, not in schools. I just want to pause and say that I strongly disagree with that statement. You got to realize that that Christian schools started, that was the only, the Bible was the only textbook in America for over 100 years. And the schools met Monday through Friday in churches. And then on Sunday, the church met for worship. And so Christian education was a bedrock, was a foundation of this nation. And now we're trying to throw anything out about Christianity in our schools because some satanic group opposes the situation. But we got to realize that we have how fast we have fallen as a nation since we took prayer out of the school, and now we want to take religion out of the school, when actually that's how school started in America. And so the Orange County School Board members say they're looking into changing their policy regarding the distribution of materials to high school students. The board had allowed religious groups to leave Bibles and booklets for students. The president said, but the process was abused. We tried to have an open forum, but it was becoming disruptive to our educational environment. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly the plan of Satan, to disrupt every area of society concerning Christianity, and so that Christianity can be dismissed out of our nation, and so that we become, as our president said when he was first inaugurated, we are a nation of many gods, of many different, but I just declare that we are a nation of one true God. His name is Jehovah, who created the heavens and the earth. So we pray, Father God, for the war on Christianity, the war that is going on in our school system today. Not only our school system, but in the hallways of Congress, in our Capitol, in our state houses, in our local situation. And Lord, we just know that that is just what is happening in this nation is just quite amazing. And I just ask, Lord, that you would send revival to America, another spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, for the family in America. We pray that parents will train their children the way they should go. Before, even if particularly if they're sending them to a public school, they'll begin to teach and train them the principles that they are to abide by. And Father, we just pray in Jesus' name for the Christian family. We know there's a war on the family. So we just ask for your help. We desperately, Father God, need your help. And so we ask that you help us today in Jesus' name. And so we just pray for the family. We just ask you, parents, to pray for your sons and daughters right now. There's a war to take away your sons and daughters. So we just pray for them right now. What are you saying? I'm saying there is a spiritual war going on for our sons and daughters. And, the Bible says in Nehemiah that Nehemiah stood up and told them that they need to fight for their children, their sons, fight for their daughters. And so we just need to do that. And it may be your children, it may be your grandchildren. But there's an all-out war to destroy this generation. And so would you just put on your armor with me today? Would you put on your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your belt of truth, your shoes of peace, your shield of faith, your sword of the Spirit? And in the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic force that has come to destroy the youth of our nation. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for our sons and daughters. We pray for the sons and daughters, the grandsons and granddaughters of those people that are listening, that are praying with me here today on the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we just ask, Father God, we just ask, Father God, for your help. Would you come and help us now, in Jesus' name? In Jesus' name, would you come and help us now? We need your help, Lord. We need your guidance, and we need your direction. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray that our sons and daughters will be mighty in spirit. We pray that our grandsons and granddaughters will be mighty in spirit. We must stand and fight for our children. We pray that the family altar will be returned to homes. And that before our sons and daughters go to school, we'll pray with them. Before we go to sleep at night, we will pray with them. And I believe that one major reason that I'm in the ministry today these past 47 years is every night before we went to bed, my mom and dad would pray with me. They would lay hands on me and pray for me and ask God's will to be done in my life and ask the blessings of God to operate and function in my life. So I'm praying for your children. I'm praying for your sons and daughters. Oh, we need you, God. Lord, we need you. And I pray for marriages right now. I pray in Jesus' name for your marriage. There are so many marriages in trouble today. So many homes have been broken. So many husbands divorcing their wives, cheating on their wives, committing adultery on their wives. There's so much dysfunction in marriages, not just in secular marriages, but Christian marriages. And we just declare in Jesus' name that we are going to have godly marriages. We're going to have righteous homes. And you know, there's a major attack upon the church today, and that's the hyper grace movement or the extreme grace movement that proclaims that you know, you can just do anything that you want to do, and you've already been forgiven. And this deception is spreading all across America. It's all across our land. It's entering churches. It's entering the pulpits where pastors are actually getting up on the platforms of churches across America and says you can go ahead and commit adultery because you've already been forgiven. You can watch pornographic movies because it's not a problem. You've already been forgiven. Whatever you want to do, the grace of God has just covered everything. And you are free now. You're free to live any way that you want to live, even if it means cheating on your wife, even if it means divorcing your wife. You've already been forgiven. So it's not a major problem, really not a problem. But I'm here to say today that there are consequences to that kind of teaching. I don't care who it is, what man or woman, what type of influence they have. I declare in Jesus' name that that's deception. And there are consequences to sin. And pastors must proclaim and declare. The Bible says the difference between holy and unholy, righteous and unrighteous. And so, you know, we have so many that are just preaching sermons. They're just preaching motivational sermons. we need ministers that are preaching righteousness. Righteousness in this nation. And so I'm just believing for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name today. We are so thankful and we are so grateful today for your blessings. We just declare in Jesus' name, that we have so much to be grateful for, that we have so much to be thankful for. And we today are very thankful and we are very grateful. And we just pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would have your way in our lives today. Whatever you desire for us to do, we declare it shall be done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here's my spiritual grandson, Leland. He's going to sing this morning, this afternoon, wherever you may be in the time zone, whenever you may be listening. Holy Spirit, have your way.
After the tears fall, I'm still your child. I put down my defenses, lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide, so I'll run to you and surrender.
Well, thank you very much. That's my spiritual grandson, Leland Morey. Leland's been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards. Incredible young man. Incredible young man. So blessed to have him in my life. And, of course, he wrote and sings our theme song each day here on BPN Radio. And this program is, of course, being produced by Michael Schonborn. And Michael is involved in, lives in England, but is involved in Christian radio, internet radio. And if you'd be interested in any of his services, you can go to ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com. ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com. And Schonborn is spelled S-C-H-O-N-B-O-R-N, Michael Schonborn. We thank him for all the hours that he's worked with us producing this broadcast. And speaking of Michael, he has sent me a prayer request that I want to share with you. And he has a friend that needs prayer. He just sent me this prayer request. And he has a friend who is in Russia, a young mother who's just got news that she has cancer. Jean got that report in 2004. There's nothing that will get your attention like the C word. And so she's a former employee of Michael Schonborn. And she's 35 years old and single. Her husband left her some time ago. And she has a 9-year-old son. So we need to pray for this young lady. So I don't know what her first name is, but we're just going to pray for her right now. Father, I just pray for Michael Schonborn's friend, former employee who lives in Russia. Just found out that she has cancer. She has a 9-year-old son. Her husband left her. God, that's become a major problem in this nation. But we pray, Lord, for this young 35-year-old woman in Russia. Don't even know her name. But Lord, I pray for her right now that you would heal her of this cancer and minister to her. Minister to her 9-year-old son. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, there are so many needs today. There are so many people that are going through difficult situations, too numerous for me to mention. But today I just pray for you. Whatever you're going through, whatever is happening in your life, it may be fear, or it may be anxiety, it may be anxiety attacks, it may be stress. I just want to pray for those of you that have anxiety attacks. There's millions of Americans that have daily attacks from anxiety. I went through several years of that myself, so I understand. I pray for those of you that have received a bad report concerning your health, concerning your marriage, concerning your children. I pray for those of you that may have a husband or a wife or a mother, father, son, and daughter that's incarcerated in prison. I pray for those of you that are going through a lot of physical pain, or maybe you've gone through a lot of emotional pain. It just seems like that life is overwhelming. I pray for those of you that it just seems like that your dreams have been broken, and you're just wondering if you might be ever be able to dream again, and you're just saying, I just don't know. I just pray for the restoration of your dreams. I pray for business people that you have a contract out there, but it seems like it may be a contract on a home, a building, a project, whatever it may be. It just seems like that you just can't get that deal through the mill. But I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I ask for your help, Lord, in this matter. in the name of Jesus. I know that you care and that you understand. In Jesus' name. I appreciate you listening to the broadcast today and praying with me, the prayer of agreement, the power of agreement, and agreeing with me for these needs. I'm on every day. And you can tell your friends they can listen to this broadcast anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we're praying for revival in America and the spiritual awakening. Remember that if you would like to be a part of our breakout prayer network, prayer team, you can go to letspray America.com and you can sign up. Letspray America.com. You can sign up. If you'd like to support this ministry, you can just go to our website at bpn.com, bpnradio.com. There's a place for you to donate, a donate button right down at the bottom of the page. So we thank you for listening on this Friday, and we'll be back tomorrow to pray with you again.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.